It's Bob Sirott on the Ro Khan Show. That's correct. I'm like the 7-year locust invasion. You just cannot get rid of me. And we're joined by an expert on sports memorabilia, I'd say. Scott, is that how you would describe yourself?
Oh, I would describe myself as an expert, sure. Others may differ.
Well, I don't think so. Scott owns AU Sports in Morton Grove on Dempster, and if you're looking for some football, baseball, hockey, basketball stuff, that's the place to go. And we've asked Scott to come in today because everybody's got memorabilia at home. Usually the missus will refer to it as junk, but a lot of us think it's a treasure. But is it trash? Is it treasure? Scott's here to help us with this. And now you get this a lot in the store, right, Scott? People come in, they bring in autographed baseballs or pictures, scorecards. And how do you determine whether it's worth anything or not? Because people, you know, they're cleaning out their closet. They want to know if it should just go in the trash or if there is a treasure that they have.
Well, I can give an example. You know, people come in, I always say, don't throw anything away until you check into it. I can give you an example. A woman came in with a collection of a relative who had passed away. She had no idea what was there. She thought it was garbage. She's going to throw it in the trash. Since we've done business with her, we've paid her over $6,000 for the stuff she just basically was pulling out of drawers and closets. So nothing's trash until I say it's trash.
And as a general rule, what's something you see a lot of and it's never worth anything? And on the other side, what is something that usually is valuable?
Well, I can tell you right now, there are tons and tons of people out there who have sports cards from the late 1980s all through the 1990s, early 2000s. 99% of that has no retail value. They overproduced it in that area. People put it away, said, oh, in 25 years, I'm going to sell it and give it the money to my kids. No, just like any other market, they flooded it. Everybody's got it at the same time. So that's what I would consider the bottom part. That's the stuff that people think's worth something is worth nothing. On the other hand, anytime you've got autographs or good memorabilia or even old cards of Mickey Mantle, Hank Aaron, Roberto Clemente, you know, early Michael Jordan stuff, that's the stuff that's always going to have a strong market. It's always going to be desirable.
And do you see mostly Chicago memorabilia, or do people bring in all sorts of items from around the country?
No, you get, especially when you're dealing in sports cards, you're going to get everything.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as like other things, Michael Jordan, there is so much Michael Jordan stuff out there. I would say I see more of his stuff than any other player, period, in any sport.
And when somebody passes away, does that always make an autograph or a card or a baseball that they've signed more valuable?
It does nothing for the card value. It might make it more desirable. Somebody may decide, oh, let me pick up a couple of his cards now. The autographs, it depends. It depends on how accessible he was when the player was signing. For instance, one of our old favorites, Ron Santo. He signed everything. Ernie Banks signed everything. So the price didn't really go up that much, but the desirability did.
Now, I'm looking at a catalog from Heritage Auctions, one of the big auction houses, and they go through these auctions with all sorts of memorabilia from all sports. And there's a Mickey Mantle card in their book here, a 1952 Mickey Mantle card, and the estimate on this, $800,000, the estimated value of this. And so when you see something like that, you immediately think of going into the basement, going through some old boxes, wondering if your mom threw out your valuable card. Well, what makes a card like that worth hundreds of thousands of dollars?
Well, that particular card is graded. And the graded community is almost like a completely different niche in the hobby business. It's paying a company, usually PSA or Beckett, to grade your cards on a scale of 1 to 10. The higher the grade, the better the card. And when you've got a card from 1952, that one is an 8.5 out of 10, which is fantastic.
Does that mean the quality of the card?
It looks like it almost came out of a pack. It's mm-hmm. almost like you opened the pack right there in front of you.
Uh-huh.
You know, a 10 is unheard of in a card like that. So if that's $800,000, imagine what if a 10 ever turned up. But that's a lot of what it is. Some of the cards accrue a great value if they're older and have that graded system of 9 or 10. Anything less than that is probably not worth investing your time in, unless it's really super old, like Babe Ruth, Ty Cobb type of stuff.
I remember a couple of years ago hearing about a game-worn uniform from Ernie Banks. that was extremely valuable. Is that because it was game-worn? Is that because it's Ernie Banks?
Well, both. Today, a lot of game-worn stuff, including cleats, jerseys, everything, a lot of the ball clubs, like the Cubs do it for Cubs Charity, is they put this stuff on sale or for auction. You can actually find it fairly easily. An Ernie Banks uniform, that wasn't stuff that was getting passed out as easily. So obviously, yeah, game-worn, and especially from what year? If it's like, you know, anywhere between 1954 and 62, the first, you know, few years of his career, that's going to be a lot more valuable.
When did this business change? Because I remember years ago, you could go into various sports shops and buy a major league uniform for not a lot of money. And then all of a sudden, the value just shot up. What happened?
I think it was just kind of a supply and demand thing, like anything. The card industry always ruled the roost, and in the 80s is when it took off and skyrocketed. That brought a lot more people into it, and therefore brought a lot more of the fringe memorabilia into it. Not to say that a game-used jersey is fringe. It's beautiful. But it wasn't as prevalent then. And it brought bigger speculators in to buy bigger things, to find collections, to go around the country. I've seen game-used uniforms from Ty Cobb and Jimmy Fox. Those are amazing.
And I think people are lining up here on the phones. They want to know if they have trash or treasure,
you know,
or if their significant other has trash or treasure, and Scott will be able to tell you. What's that, Scott?
You didn't ask me if I was going to run the Chicago Marathon this weekend.
I think I know the answer already.
You're on to me. Okay.
But I like the number 55 jersey, the Doug Buffon jersey.
No, this, I'm going a little more newer with this. It's Lance Briggs.
Okay. All right, I got you. 312-981-7200, the number to call. And if you've got a question for Scott Beatty, co-owner of AU Sports on Dempster and Morton Grove, if you want to know whether there's a trash or treasure lurking around your house, give us a call. And right after the news, we'll get to the calls at 312-981-7200. Okay, let's get to the news, sponsored by AmericasBath.com. And here's Kim. From the Rokan building, high atop a drizzly, getting even more chilly by the moment, foggy, cloudy Chicago. And it's time to find out if you have trash or treasure. Joining us this afternoon is the co-owner of AU Sports on Dempster and Morton Grove, Scott Beatty. And Scott's been good enough to stand by and agree to take some phone calls here because people want to know about the sports memorabilia they have in a closet or in the basement. For example, there's Jennifer who's got a question for you, Scott. Go ahead, Jennifer.
Hi, Scott. We have a Big Pappy home run ball from from the Home Run Derby.
Repeat that again, Jennifer.
A Big Pappy ball from a Home Run Derby.
Scott?
Signed.
This is a ball he hit during the Home Run Derby?
Correct.
Okay. You know what? That was definitely something. And you said it's signed by him, right?
Correct.
Yeah, that is definitely something that's a very desirable piece. David Ortiz is one of the more popular players in baseball, especially on the East Coast. Well, maybe not New York, but certainly everywhere else. And that's a nice collectible. That is definitely worth a few dollars. I would hang on to it. I might even think about getting it authenticated for future purposes if you wanted to sell it or pass it on to someone.
Might not be a big treasure, but certainly not trash.
No, absolutely not.
Thank you. Appreciate
the call, Jennifer. Let's go to Steve in Bolingbrook. What do you got there, Steve?
Hey, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call, and it's great to hear the legendary Bob Surratt back on the radio, Bob.
No. Stop with that. I'm not a legend. I'm just a myth. What do you have in the way of sports memorabilia?
As a diehard fan, I've actually got an original set of blueprints for the lights at Wrigley Field framed in my Cubs bar, and they are the real deal.
How'd you get
right
that? Where'd you get it?
I could say Watergate, but nah, that's just lying. No way. The people my parents bought their house from some 50 years ago, their son was one of the architects working on it in Iowa. So my dad called in a favor to the guy he bought the house from. Next thing you know, his son is sending us an extra set.
What do you think, Scott?
I think it's an amazing piece. I think it's very unique. I can't say how many sets of these blueprints exist, but I can tell you I haven't seen one. So, and you've got them framed and put up in your bar. It sounds like a great conversation piece, too. Yeah, that's definitely something. I mean, as a Cub collector myself, that's something I would definitely be interested in.
Where's the bar, Steve?
In Bolingbrook, at my house.
Oh, I get it.
Oh, that's the man bar.
He's got it in the cave.
And you got him framed?
And my dad and I were actually at that game. Rained out in the fourth inning. We had to come back on the ninth.
I remember that night very specifically. Yeah, that's a great piece. That's definitely, I'm going to call that big treasure.
Okay, there you go. Hang on to it, Steve. And thanks for the kind words. Appreciate the call. And here we go to Janine in Crystal Lake. What do you got there, Janine? Trash or treasure? We'll find out. Ask Scott.
I have a lot. I have Wheaties boxes with Larry Bird, Walter Payton, Michael Jordan. I have the Sports Illustrated magazine with Goodbye Michael, or Goodbye Walter Payton, Goodbye Sweetness. And then I have holograms that from Michael Jordan's movie.
All right.
I don't know what to do with any of it.
Any of those sound promising, Scott?
Well, I got to tell you, the Sports Illustrateds and the Wheaties boxes, again, these are stuff that were collected by everybody, mass-produced. They do have a market. It's not as strong as it used to be. Probably, depending on the Wheaties box, it could be as little as $5 or $6, could be as much as $20, but none of them have a super high price tag on them. Same thing with the Sports Illustrateds or sport-type magazines from that era. A lot of people collect them. They're a nice collectible, and they're sellable, but they don't have a big price tag on them. As far as, like, the Space Jam movie lenticulars, they made so many different ones that I would actually have to see those to know if they are very collectible or not. And if you could always email us at our location and send some photos, and I'd be more than happy to tell you what you've got.
Go ahead and give your email, Scott.
It's just simply the name of the business. It's AU Sports, AUSPORTS, very simply at AOL.com. Go ahead and send us some photos, and I'll let you know.
Thanks for listening this afternoon, Janine.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. And here's Amy out in Rockford. What's the trash or treasure question you have there, Amy?
Hi there. Hey, I had the pleasure of meeting Ray Nitschke years ago when he was a spokesperson for my husband's company. He took a football up to the Packers for us and had it signed, well, by himself, obviously, and then Bart Starr, Brett Favre, Reggie White. And I think we also have Clay Matthews on it. I'm not positive. It's been tucked away for a while. But I know those other four for sure he had done for us. So just kind of curious about it.
I love that a future Hall of Famer like Clay Matthews is the bum on that ball.
Yeah, now I would think that would be a rare
absolutely,
piece.
Especially to a Packers fan, because Packers fans are so passionate.
Mm-hmm.
And you've really got maybe four of the top five or six players in Packers history on that ball. Have you ever had it authenticated?
We haven't. But I know he had it. I mean, we knew him, so he took it and had it.
I'm not doubting its authenticity, but sometimes a piece like that, you might want to pay the small authentication fee just to have that, because it's such a nice piece.
Okay.
If you ever want to sell it to someone, you're probably going to have to get that done, but that's a really nice piece.
All right, Amy,
okay.
Good luck with that. Appreciate the call.
You
brought up an interesting point, Scott, authenticating. How do we know an autograph is legitimate?
Well, it's like this. You know, some people come to me and they bring me their autographs, and then I say, do you have any prior authentication to it? And they'll say, well, no, but I got this in person. And it's like, well, that's great, but I cannot pass that on to the next customer. He's like, how do you know it's real? Well, the guy I bought it from told me it was.
Yeah.
So they're in the industry today because there is a very high volume of fake autographs of some of the bigger names, Ali, Tiger Woods, Mickey Mantle, Michael Jordan, that you need to go into the authentication process. What it does is it makes them a little more valuable. So whatever money you put into it, you're not going to lose. It's going to add to the value. And number two, it makes them ultimately sellable. No one can ever doubt that what you have is real if you have that proper authentication. We use Beckett, and we can help people move their pieces into authentication with Beckett as well.
Mike's hanging on with a question for Scott Beatty of AU Sports in Morton Grove. Hi, Mike.
Hi. I got a bunch of stuff from Barry Bonds. We knew him when I was younger, so I got signed balls. I signed bat from the 93 Giants. But after the scandal, I didn't know. Seemed like a lot of that stuff dropped out.
Yeah, did it, Scott?
100%. All the guys, McGuire, Sammy, Bonds, Roger Clemens, all those guys who got pinched, you know, up in that period, whether they are guilty or not, have been, their value has gone down. But Barry Bonds is still, I mean, look at him statistically, one of the greatest ball players who ever lived. His stuff still holds enough of a value to say that it's a slight treasure. I mean, the baseballs don't go for what they would have, but they're still, you know, you can find Barry Bonds balls somewhere in that $80 to $125 mark. So they're not worthless, but they don't have the huge value they might have had 20 years ago,
Sure. Neither trash nor treasure.
Right, you're right in the middle on that, sure.
Right in the middle, sweet.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
Hi, Susan, and where are you? Oh, you're out there in the Buffalo Grove. What's up?
Just curious. I became friends with Stacey King during the when they won there, and then they had the Wheaties box come out, and he signed it. So I don't know if that's worth anything.
What do you think, Scott?
Well, like I said, the Wheaties boxes themselves, the Bulls championship boxes, they're worth probably about $10 retail. I mean, Stacey King was not one of the top four or five guys on the team, so it adds a little bit of value. But honestly, I would say it probably has a high value of about $30.
Okay. You going to keep it?
I don't know. I still have it after all these years.
Yeah, when something's worth like 30, 40 bucks or something, you think, well, might as well keep it. Now, if you hear, well, this is worth the $1,000, then it's another question, right?
But, Bob, love hearing you again on WGN. I love you to pieces.
I love you, Susan. Appreciate that, and thanks very much. Have a great weekend. And this is Lisa in Arlington Heights. What do you got, Lisa?
Hi, Bob. I have, from my father, my late father's collection, some baseball cards dating back from what I can see to 1964 tops. They're in books, in plastic, in card order for the most part, and some unopened packages of cards from the early 80s.
What do you think that's worth, Scott?
Well, that's where condition's going to come in. Are these full sets? Are they the star players we talked about earlier? Is there Hank Aaron? Is there Roberto Clemente and Willie Mays? Stuff like
yes,
that.
Yes, I do have a Bob Clemente card. It says Bob.
Yeah, they said, Bob back then. They,
really?
They tried to like whitewash him from Roberto to Bob.
That's awful.
It is. No, Roberto Clemente is like one of my favorite players. In matter of fact, just real quick, I have from Puerto Rico a beach towel with Roberto Clemente's face on it hanging up in my store.
Nice.
Wow.
The cards is something we would definitely have to take a look at. The cards could be worth a significant amount of money, but condition and how many there are the two factors.
Condition, I will tell you, is very good because he has them all in plastic sleeves.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I know there's something, too, isn't there, with the cut of the card, too, when they made them?
I'm sorry, say it again?
Isn't something when they cut the cards too?
There's cards that were considered off cut. There's so many different conditions. I would have to see the cards. You can, like I said, you can get a hold of me at AU Sports in Morton Grove. I'd be more than happy to tell you what you've got, but I would need to at least take a look at a portion of them.
Thank you, Lisa.
Yeah, I may bring a book in. So thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Hope to see you.
And hi, Paul in Wilmette. Trash or treasure?
Hey.
What's your object?
It is my brother in the 60s or 70s delivered the Chicago Daily News to a guy named William Herridge, who was the old American League Baseball commissioner. Uh-huh. And as a Christmas tip, he gave my brother a framed, signed, autographed photo of Babe Ruth.
Wow.
Yeah, that's definitely a piece that's treasure. I'm going to call that one of the ultimate treasures because Babe Ruth, to me, is just the guy. There's no questions about it. But again, we've talked about the authentication process. You 100% want to get that done. And again, if you contact us, we can help you through that process.
Paul, good luck.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
Appreciate the call. And how exactly do they authenticate, Scott? I mean, how do those companies work?
Okay.
What do they do?
Well, the company we prefer to use, which is Beckett, they have a great staff of guys led by a gentleman named Steve Grad, probably the number one authenticator in the country. And it's just a long history of templates and understanding the writing styles, how certain guys' autographs changed over the years. You look at a Ryan Sandberg autograph from his rookie season, it does not look the same as when he autographs today. So it's just really trusting the experts you have, and we do trust them.
I love this game, Trash or Treasure. Our thanks to Scott Beatty. You can see him on Dempster, 6006 Dempster in Morton Grove. Bring him your stuff, look around the store, and buy, sell, whatever. And Scott, appreciate you coming down here this
afternoon.
Absolutely,
Bob. Anytime, anytime.
All right, good to see you. And what are you eating this weekend? We have a list. I'm not going to go through all of them, but this is very interesting. It came out today, I think, from the editors of Prevention.com. 50 foods you should never eat, according to health experts. We'll share that with you coming right up. First up, here's the traffic. Friday demolition derby underway. Lauren?